time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Leslie Carrier.
The Springfield community has many organizations working to welcome and integrate the refugee or non-English speaking families who choose to live here. And the Springfield Greene County Library District is one such organization working hard to reach out and welcome these families. With us today is Tysha Shea. Tysha is the reference manager at the library station here in Springfield. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So the library serves all citizens, obviously, as every person is considered a patron, potential patron of the library. So what are some of the ways the library reaches out to serve all those various populations?
Well, first of all, the library district does have an outreach department, so a department dedicated to reaching community members outside in our community. Of course, a key piece of that is the mobile library that makes several stops in lots of different community neighborhoods. Staff also visit children at daycares or places like Boys and Girl Club, or they take materials to residents who can no longer make it into the library. And each library branch also evaluates their own neighborhood community in their service area, and works to connect with those community residents either through targeted programming or outreach. And library staff, I mean, they work very hard to create innovative and inclusive programming, which really highlights diversity and lots of varying abilities.
One specific service, it's relatively new in the library, is designed to reach the non-English speaking families who are in our area. So tell us about the Welcome to the Library video series that you just recently have started.
Yes, I'm excited to talk about this project. The idea for this project came about in 2017 after a visit from the site manager of IISMO, which is the International Institute of Southwest Missouri. It's the local refugee agency. So after a visit from the site manager, staff knew that we needed to reach these folks. The library does have a history of reaching out to these folks, but as you can imagine, it's very time and staff intensive because we have to coordinate and pay different translators to come to a lot of different events. We just knew we needed a better and more efficient way to reach these folks. So at the beginning of 2018, we applied for and received grant funds for this project through the Institute of Museum and Library Services and the Missouri State Library.
What languages are represented in these videos?
There are currently five languages, Arabic, Hokkien, which is a Burmese dialect, Russian, Spanish, and Swahili. And library staff prioritize these five languages as the most important languages to start the project with, based on recommendations for those who work directly with area refugees and immigrants, including IISMO, and then Springfield Public Schools English Language Learner, their ELL and migrant program. The videos are about 5 to 7 minutes in length and cover things like how to obtain a library card, the children's department, computer use and Wi-Fi, and then the mobile library. Accompanying the language videos are also translated handouts and library card registration forms that can easily be printed out and handed over to folks that have just watched the video. And the handouts contain just a review of what's in the video, but also highlight some other services that we don't talk about in the video, including the library subscription language learning database, Mango Languages, and that the library can provide phone interpretation services for library transactions.
So how are you publicizing these videos to the residents, to the people who need to know about them?
Mm-hmm. The library worked closely with IISMO and the ELL program, ELL, English Language Learner Program, to really reach the largest number of refugee and immigrant children and families in the area. So refugees have to complete 15 different orientations with IISMO, and one of them is called the Your Community Orientation. So the welcome videos have been added to that curriculum, and IISMO staff show the videos, give them a handout for review, and then usually help them navigate to their nearest library branch or mobile library, and then help them obtain a library card. And of course, in the ELL program, the coordinators and the specialists who work with those children and their families will be able to show those to individual families or groups at large.
So is the library working with other organizations? You mentioned the school district as an obvious connection, but are there other agencies you've partnered with on this effort?
There will be other organizations that we're going to make aware of the videos and of the project's existence. They include Life 360 Intercultural Church, Springfield Welcome Home, which is another local refugee organization, OTC's ESL Center and their adult education program, and Pathways United Methodist Church, just to name a few.
So why are these videos so important, not only to the non-English speaking citizens in our area, but just to the strength of our community as a whole?
Mm-hmm. You know, libraries are really cornerstones of their communities. And, you know, it's our library's vision to be integral part of the lives of our community members, all of our community members, and providing them with ways to connect to us and introducing them to the library and its services. We really hope to become a part of their daily lives and support all of the community members' desire to become lifelong learners.
Where can listeners go for more information on these videos?
Yes, the videos are housed at our web page, which is thelibrary.org/welcome.
Well, thank you very much.
All
our
right,
guest today has been Taisha Shea, reference manager at the library station here in Springfield. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. For this and other programs in the Making Democracy Work series, go to the web at ksmu.org.